Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there if you haven't already. Thank you to those of you who have and those of you who've been writing me the nice notes about last week's letter. That I really appreciate that. That means a lot. As I think you can tell, we put a lot of effort into our newsletter. And it's always good to hear back from readers who say that whatever we've said has helped them in their lives and meant something to them. So we appreciate that very much. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the author of a number of books, including The Soul of Success, A Woman's Guide to Authentic Power. She's also, that's the new one, and she's also the author of a couple of the Chicken Soup books, which is called, one of them is called The Chicken Soup of the Women's Soul, and which is a bestseller. She's an international speaker. She helps women all over the world learn how to use their authentic power to discover a new kind of success. And she's our guest. Jennifer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Jennifer, what you spend a lot of time focusing on women's issues, women helping women to be successful, helping women make sure that they have the maximum opportunity to be successful in the marketplace. I'd like your thoughts on Martha Stewart, the whole Martha Stewart scenario. What do you think? I know you got some thoughts on that.
Boy, that has just been fascinating to me, Jim, for a couple of different reasons. One of the things that I find so interesting is our fascination with celebrities who go through these ups and downs of life. And I always feel like I can learn so much about myself by watching my own response to different things.
Exactly. I have not been so much fascinated with her. I mean, I think I got her figured out. I'm more fascinated with us than I am her.
I am, too. I couldn't agree with you more. But I think that one of the things that Martha Stewart is representing for all of us in this country, I mean, it's really a cultural phenomenon, I believe, is this thing called accountability. You know, one of the principles of success that I talked about in this book that you just mentioned, The Soul of Success, is accountability. And I've really been thinking so deeply about this issue of accountability because I think that when people become responsible for themselves, the way Martha Stewart did after she was convicted, you know, she just completely threw out the appeals process. She says, nope, we're not going to continue doing this, you know, for God only knows how long. She said, I'm going to go in voluntarily and start serving my sentence. I want to get this behind me so that I can be out by early March and plant my spring garden. And that's when her stock started rising. You know, her company stock tripled from the day that she went into prison. And I think that, you know, regardless of whether you thought Martha Stewart was guilty or not, her responsibility at that point, whether she had made a huge mistake, whether she had done something illegal, her willingness to be responsible for that and accountable for that was something that really, really touched people very deeply.
Well, I heard somebody make the interesting comment that she took it like a man.
isn't that interesting? I will refrain from commenting on that.
Well, I thought surely I could have a little fun with you on that one, Jennifer.
You know, it's true. I mean, it's a wonderful expression, and even though we might view that as being slightly sexist at this point,
no.
It
now
really
remember,
does make
Jennifer,
the point.
I didn't say it. I'm just quoting here.
I know you are.
See, I would.
What it means.
I personally would never have made a comment like that.
Well, the thing is, she took it as a as someone who really understands, I think, a deeper level of authority. I've really been starting to see lately the connection between accountability and true authority, which is another one of the principles that I talked about in The Soul of Success, because I think that true authority carries with it a spiritual dimension. A spiritual authority is something that naturally results when we are really, really willing to be responsible for ourselves. And I think that this is what's happening as we see the crumbling of corporations and the downfall of CEOs, that people are demanding accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And as we demand it of people and see it in people like Martha Stewart, what's going to happen is that we have to become more accountable ourselves.
Isn't the absolute footing of the foundation that of what you're talking about trust? Isn't that what we're really talking about here? I mean, if we're investing in companies, if we're buying a product that somebody offers, if we're sort of glomming on to a celebrity, aren't we expecting them to, shouldn't we expect to be able to trust them in what they say and what they do?
I think that you're absolutely right. I think that we have to be able to trust them. I think that integrity is a basic principle of success in life, and it's something that we all want to have in our lives. But I think that we have to be willing to be trustworthy. Everything on the outer plane is a reflection of the inner plane. And I feel as though it's one thing to say, well, you know, we're going to boot her out of here, or we're going to send her to jail, or we're going to make sure that this CEO gets fired and sent to jail because he's not trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, are we trustworthy in our own lives? It only pushes our buttons to the extent that we're guilty of the same thing.
Well, one of the things that troubles me a little bit, Jennifer, is I did the math back in 2001 and 2 when we had all these corporate scandals. I added up what I thought was all of them that I could identify, all the companies that had committed some malfeasance enough to for somebody to be indicted or to be charged or to be fired. And I added it up and I did the math on the total, that number compared to the total number of publicly held companies. And you know what the percentage was of the companies that we now know committed these ethical and legal breaches?
What
was about
it?
0.8% of 1%.
Oh, my. And so that's what we focus on.
So my point is look at the thousands and thousands of CEOs, and including personal brand CEOs,
mm-hmm.
who at least as far as we know, have done the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got these other people, including Martha, who, you know, I mean, I'm assuming that the jury got it right. I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet now we're making her into a little bit of a heroine.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to have her own television show. What does that say about us, Jennifer?
Boy, that it's a
is that
really,
a good question?
Really wonderful question. I think that one of the things that we see from the collective consciousness.
Jennifer,
is,
let me stop you. I'm going to let you think about that for a little bit.
Sure.
We got to sell some things, and we're going to come right back. I'm going to let Jennifer answer my question right after these messages. It's 20 after. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne is our guest. She's the author of the outstanding book, The Soul of Success: A Woman's Guide to Authentic Power. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Having a great visit with our friend Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, the author of The Soul of Success. Jennifer, give us your website, please.
It's www.jenniferhawthorne.com.
All right. And this is a New York Times number one bestseller, folks. And congratulations on the success of all your books, Jennifer. And you've got the Chicken Soup books. Tell us about those quickly.
Oh, that was just one of the most remarkable experiences of my life, to be able to join forces with Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen. My business partner, Marcy Shimoff, and I took the idea to do a Chicken Soup for the Soul book for women to Jack very, very early in the whole Chicken Soup for the Soul game. And he thought it was a fabulous idea, and he let us run with the idea. And the rest, as they say, is history.
You did one on for the women's soul and for the mother's soul.
Yes, and then they were both so popular that we ended up doing a second one for women. And then I also had the great fortune to work on Chicken Soup for the Single Soul, which was the fourth and final
right.
of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books that I was involved with.
Congratulations on that. And the new
Thank
one's
you.
Called The Soul of Success. Now, I asked you a question before we went to the break. Do you remember what it was?
No, you'll have to remind me, Jim.
Well, I was just.
It was about up and down.
I think it was about, you know, about what it says about us, what all this says about us.
Yes.
The whole Martha Stewart thing.
Yes, I do remember. Well, I think that it says about us that we are not grounded in our own truth. So often we are so swayed, the collective mind, if you will, is so swayed and so susceptible to the changing emotions within us. I mean, we see this in the stock market, for heaven's sake. You know, it's like what is the collective emotion today? Mm-hmm. You know, this determines what happens to our country to such a huge extent financially, which really, really concerns me a great deal, to tell you the truth. But I think that we can use things like this, you know, the Martha Stewart case. One minute we're out for blood, the next minute we're saying, oh, look at this, you know, she's a real heroine. And I think that what this can really, really do for us is to give us an opportunity to look at ourselves, as you and I were saying before the break, Jim. What does this say about ourselves? I don't even know whether we can talk about it collectively. Let's bring it back to me as an individual. Mm-hmm. What does it say about me? How did I respond? Did I have an attitude when Martha Stewart was going to jail? Did I sit there saying, oh, well, she deserves it, you know, and because I felt jealous that she had so much wealth and she was so successful? And then how do I feel now? Am I feeling, you know, happy for her? Am I still feeling like she didn't get enough? Am I sitting here saying to myself, well, look at this. She goes to jail, and all of a sudden she's making more money than she was making before. Do I have an emotional charge about that? Here is where the real the real fruit can be gained.
Well, and I agree with you. And as you know, there are more women business owners today than ever before. They're making ethical decisions every day that they and as they enter the marketplace, as they continue to grow in the marketplace, they're having to make more decisions than they've ever had to make from an ethical standpoint. Our ethical expert, Lynn Morello, says when he joins us on the show, that ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. That obeying the law is devotion to the enforceable.
Uh-huh.
Ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. And so as a woman business owner, as a woman CEO, what should we take away from this whole Martha experience?
Well, you know, I think that there are so many different facets, but one of the things that really comes to mind is something that I was reading about recently, Jim. It was about women executives at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Their average net worth was about $10 million. Their average age was about 36. They rarely saw their families, and for most of them, their lives completely centered around their computers.
Mm-hmm.
They took little time to enjoy their material possessions. They experienced very little satisfaction from their money, and in fact, they used their wealth for the most part to buy child care and home care services that mainly enabled them to just work longer and harder.
Right.
And they kept hoping that someday their success would bring them freedom. But by their own admission, they were not living the lives that they wanted, and as a result, they were really not free. And I think that what women have a chance to do for the world, besides bring their own brand and their own sensibilities regarding ethics, is really a new look at what success is. And this is what I wrote about in The Soul of Success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it enough to be worth $10 million? Is it enough to be a Martha Stewart and have the kind of billionaire success that she's, you know, reported to have? I think the answer is no.
You've got to be able to define success on many levels, don't you?
You really do. And if we don't have inner peace in our lives, then is it really worth it? I think that Martha Stewart, you know, although I cannot know for sure, I bet that she has done some real soul searching in 5 months of jail.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see how she responds, how she remarks about that. I'd be interested in reading about that. One of the things that we know, Jennifer, and you know this, is that money and stuff is not automatic happiness. Money and stuff basically gives you options. It doesn't give you happiness automatic, does it?
Boy, that's the truth. And don't get me wrong, Jim, I love success. I think money is just fantastic. It can give us so many opportunities, as you say. But I want something deeper in my life along with that. I want inner peace, and I want deep fulfillment.
Well
said. And I think we can have it.
Well said, Jennifer Reed Hawthorne. Will you come back another day? We've got more to talk about.
Absolutely. I love being on your show. And, hey, congratulations for being one of the top radio show talk hosts in the country, Jim.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Reed Hawthorne, ladies and gentlemen, the soul of success. She'll be back. I will be, too. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.